wood and pulled together with
wire.
Well,
you turn and groove, you know, then just two boards pull together. The boards are pulled together with a bale or a wire.
They hold candy, but not much more.
But the cedar was supposed to keep the... Go answer, Larry. I expect that's your question.
What do you use when you're going to cook eggs in the morning? What do you put your eggs in the morning when you're going to cook them?
Well, it depends on
what utensil.
How we cook them.
I use
the boil.
If you're going to cook them with bacon.
Oh, well, you put them in a skillet, fry pan, skillet.
Does this have legs?
Or? No.
This helmet needs to be done more than blind. Case is tore up.
Huh?
Case is tore up again.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Gotta go to town and get parts.
Let's go to the...
What would you put your eggs in if you wanted to boil them?
Paul, come on.
Well, in a stew pan. And Paul's gonna enjoy it.
You need some help?
Doesn't want to go. No, they're having to go home.
Oh.
Well, come back.
Well, I don't know if I'll see them again. Well, I know I'll see some of them this fall. What did you put your table scraps in after you finished your meal, the things you were going to throw away?
Oh, usually in a plate. Just one of the plates we eat. I'd scrape them all into that and take them out to the dog.
Uh-huh.
That's what you did with table scraps.
Do you have anything for your hogs?
Not that, we never.
Where'd you put your dishwater when you finished?
Well, we had what we called a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
Poured it in it, and then when we got it full, we carried it out and poured it outside.
Uh-huh.
We didn't feed that to the hogs because it was it had the soap and lye in it and it wasn't good for them. Or we didn't think it was.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of people and they gave it to the hogs because it did have lye in it, so it helped keep down the worms.
Well, it might that, I don't know.
I don't know if this was just a superstition or what.
I don't know whether it was effective or not, but I never did like for the hogs or chickens either to get the...
Uh-huh. What did you do after a meal, after you scraped your plates and things, then what did you do?
Well, we usually just put them in a dishpan and wash them, and some people just dried them out of that, but I never did. I've always scalded my dishes, poured boiling water over them. I heated the water on the stove in a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And in my big range that I always had to keep, since ever I kept house, and we had what we called a reservoir on one end of it that had pipes going into the firebox, and the water circulated through that, and it got real hot in there, and that was the dishwater and the bath water. It held 15 gallons of water, and it really was pretty effective to... If you were canning and keeping a fire all day in your stove, which you often did in the wintertime, it would practically boil in there. It would be hot enough to kill any germs or anything.
I mentioned eggs a moment ago, and you said, how do you cook them? How else do you cook them? You fry them, or?
Fry them, or scramble them, or bake them, or boil them.
Mm-hmm. Boil them how? Any different ways?
No. I mean, this is only one way to boil the eggs. You may be like, I don't know.
2 minutes?
Usually about, it depends on whether you want them hard or soft. 2 minutes is a soft egg. And about 5 for the hard-boiled egg.
Mm-hmm. You ever take boiling water and break an egg into it and cook it that way?
Well, that would be what we call poached eggs.
Uh-huh.
Put the boiling water in a pan.
Mm-hmm.